Ms. Perla Batala, Ms. Julie Christensen. As she came riding through the dark, no moon to keep her arm abreast, no man to get her through this dark, this very smoky night.
She said, I'm tired of the war, I want the kind of work I had before. A wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. La 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 la.
See, I watched you riding almost every single day, and there's something in me that just yearns to win such a cold, such a very lonesome heroine.
Oh, then who are you? She sternly spoke to the one beneath the smoke.
Wildfire, you reply, and I love your solitude. Oh, how I love your sense of pride.
Then fire, make your body cold. I'm gonna give you mine to hold. And say, miss, she climbed inside to be his one, to be his only bride.
He was deep into his fiery heart, he took the dust of our Joan of Arc. And high above all of these wedding guests, he hung the ashes of her very lovely wedding dress. Fiery heart, he took the dust of Joan of Arc. Then she clearly understood if he was fire, oh, she must be wood. saw her wince, I saw her cry, saw the glory in her eyes. Myself I long for love and light. Ah, but must it come so cruel? Must it be so brave? Julie Christensen. Oh, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. In the Soviet Union, there's the KGB. In our country, there's the RCMP. In the United States, there's the FBI. But above all these agencies, there's a super agency called the Jazz Police. They govern everything. They rule everything. They are behind every plot and every resolution. This is my homage to them, the Jazz Police.